Brother，
Brother，
OK，Brother，我要 share 一个我的那个meditation 的experience。
OK，
有一天早上六点的时候，我在 meditate 的时候哦。但是就很 quiet 很 peaceful， 然后我就可以 feel 到那个 heart 的 center 的那个 movement， 就在那个中间的那个movement， 然后它就慢慢的过后就越来越 slow down 了。
Yeah,
对。它 slow down 到很像那个棉花在 touching 这样子，这样在慢慢的在飘这样子，所以要 fully aware 跟 fully 的 relax， 你才能够去 feel 到。
呀，
很像棉花这样子在那边慢慢的 touch， 慢慢的飘，所以我就 stay 跟 fully 的在 aware 它。
Very good。
过后它就 next 过后它就 move， then 就变成我可以看到在我的left hand side 的那个 heart area 有个黑洞，变成一个 black hole 在那一边，然后我又去就 aware and stay 就看住那个黑洞，然后他在 next 的时候，他有一个东西，但我不能，我 I cannot describe， 我也不知道是什么，
不用知道，
那 after 那个 meditation 我出来，我第一个 talk 就讲。What is this？ 但我也不知道是什么，就是一个这样的一个experience 在那个 morning。
It's for you to go through. 没事 ，then you just let it be. Because if it's meant to be, it will unfold and show you certain thing. But what you say is like the thing become require very subtle, then like cotton lah, then mean whole lah. Means your awareness is with it. That's why sometimes when you're very relaxed. Then the movement and the transformation inside, they will become very natural. It like happen in a slow motion, very soft, and it just move. That one means no resistance. You are not resisting anything. So sometimes I can also feel my nature when I just silent my mind and develop the awareness when I go in.Then I know where the gas is coming out. Then when the gas come out, well, I'm so relaxed and be with it. I didn't interfere. I didn't force it. Then the way the gas come out is very soothing, very slow, and it just flow out very nicely. Like there is no resistance at all. So all this also can happen. For you, one is a manifestation for you to see.If it's meant to be, it's supposed to teach you something else, it will happen again. It will show you what is meant to be. Otherwise, just let it be. Let it be. Don't be curious. Always remember what I told you. Whatever happened is part of the way, part of the cultivation. Then the mundane mind will not have the curiosity to come in and inquire or ask questions.Because before you have the ability to understand, the question is always from the top. But when you have the ability to understand already, there is no more question. It's the reality. The reality is always at that moment. At that moment, whatever that manifests is the reality. Well, like the Buddha say, causes and conditions are there. Things will be unfolding that way.Whatever that arise, there are causes and conditions. They are all set, meant to be, let it unfold. So our duty is to be observant, to be mindful, to be aware. Then through the awareness, we develop understanding. We develop the clear clarity to understand whatever unfold. Then we will be able to see things as they are. When we see things as they are, that is the truth.Then how it allows us to arise our understanding, that is most important. Sometimes it can allow you to awaken just the insight. Means you insight into phenomena, then suddenly, that moment you understand that is the important thing. Means how it trigger off insight and wisdom and awakening.Not asking question. The asking question one, most of the time it's the doubt to the mundane mind, the thought want to know. But whatever that happened, let it be. That's why you always at peace, then smile, let it unfold. And most important is stay with it, silent everything and let it unfold. The moment you interfere, gone. Something else will happen or unfold. So what you go through, just let it be. If meant to be, you will come back again and it will heal you again. You can continue. So, yeah.
Yeah. Then after this incident, the alcohol, 就我有两个礼拜就一直有不断的有很 dream 就一直出来，然后我很久已经没有做梦了。但是 after 那个 incident 的过后，我 almost about 3 to 4 days 我就有一个 dream， 3 to 4 days 就一个 dreams，然后我就看到这些 dream 都是以前我以前很久以前我时常有做的那些 dreams，然后我再去看的时候，哦，它都是一些。From 那个 fear trigger off 的那种 那些 dream 来的
the subconscious release
对，他还会，我就哎呦，就 every 3-4 days 就一个 dream，
对，它是 the subconscious release， 因为你现在懂得怎样去 relax 了吗 ？Baby， 来在好像棉花这样啊 ，so all this is your ability to actually allow all this very the balance or the subtle subconscious release, phobia or fear or whatever dreams that is supposed to trigger the subconscious release, it will release out. So it's good. Let it release out. Then later on, your dream also you will know. It will go through like different stages of transformation. Like that dream become different again. The dream will also transform until you can know the consciousness is now different already. That dream that appear is not like the normal dream already. That sometimes is a message that come from great being. That one is normally before you wake up. Then whatever the dream like you describe is a subconscious release, let it be. It is a good sign. And this one will happen for quite a while. Like you say, after a few days, there will be one, let it come out. Then not until your wisdom become very, very stable, very clear, then all this will be rooted out. Then hardly any dream. Then all those type of dream that has a subconscious release are no more. And then you see different thing again. After that, different thing again. Different quality of consciousness type of manifestation. It shows the deeper layer or the fine mind inside there and all those things. And a lot of these things that unfold is for you to understand one. That's why when you go through all this, you will understand. Especially when it manifests and appears, don't use your knowledge to analyze. Don't use your knowledge to develop the understanding. Let it happen. Then when you come out of it, your dream, very fast, you will forget one if you are not mindful anyway. The moment you wake up, you will still retain to mindfulness or awareness of what those dreams are. Then you reflect and contemplate during that time very fast. Then if it's meant to be for you to develop understanding, you will develop the understanding then. Then you will rejoice and you will know what this is. Then you can see. Everything that happened is part of the way, part of the transformation to deepen your understanding, to let you understand better, to unfold things that cannot unfold before all this happened. So all this, you will start to develop the understanding, which is very important. So very good. Sadhu to you for that subconscious release. Then what else?
Then 过后哦，我因为我 this whole weeks 我都在 on leave， then 我就有去读那个 cultivating of 那个 Bodhisattva Way 的那个蓝色那本书，but 我这次看的时候，又完全 like 很像就是明白 ，like 他的那个 understanding 就是很 easy 的，就是你一看就明白 ，like 那 then 我就想，哦，is maybe it's because of 这个 conscious 不一样了。我一看就来，你一看就明白了，不像以前这样看了以后还要 repeat，还要 contemplate，还要什么，就这一次一看就能够知道了这样
Then you can understand deeper because you have reached another level of understanding. That's why that understanding unfold and help you to understand. And later on, as you go in deeper, you will understand better. Because unless you reach that level, you cannot understand the deeper. So it's like last time, the Heart Sutta, the first six times you cannot understand. You read, 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 also cannot. But when you heard the chanting, when you are at the Rayong, Achanananda, then when you connect, you come back because you have that experience of the silent mind, the transformation. Then you read, you start to understand. Then as you cultivate over the years, your understanding becomes deeper and deeper and deeper. So the Bodhisattva way is the same as you unfold into this, because most of you all, you have not understood the Bodhisattva way. You have not done the Bodhisattva way. So it's not easy initially, but for you can read them because you are already moving in and having those understanding. That's why now you read, you can understand easily and deeper, but it will continue to unfold, which is good. Sadhu to you.
那就从这最近的这些experience，我再去recall contemplate 的时候，我发现到，不然就你每次 advise 我们的那个relax BVE don't try to know，这些都是这些 keyword 是非常的重要，
那很重要，
as a beginning，我们就一定要去 develop 了这个这个 understanding。因为我那一天早上的那个，我在 feel 那个像棉花 touching 的那个心境的时候，我是 after 我出来的，我才 recall，我是完全 totally 的在 relax 跟 fully 的 aware。
Otherwise, that one cannot manifest. Yes,
Yes，对
it
对，
didn't receive at all.
它是完全的，它那你根本不是出力，而是它 become part of you 的，就是。你很自然的，就是在 relax 里面，在 aware 里面。
It can manifest. Otherwise, it won't happen. That's why I say no resistance. You didn't resist at all. That's why relax. Don't resist. Don't try to know. So now the meaning become very deep, very meaningful. When you try to know the doubt, the question, the mundane mind surface again, whatever happened, part of the way, just do, persevere. Don't try to know. Relax, aware, very important. Be with it, means be one with it, means accord and flow with it. Then it will be very beautiful. It will unfold like the way you describe it, which is very. And now you understand the deep meaning of relax, aware, and be with it. Kok Lun also benefited. So many cultivators don't know how to do that. Don't know how to be with the emotion, with the anger, with the fear, to understand clearly that they are dependent, originating, conditioned, arising mind state. Not intrinsic to our true mind. Anger was never us, fear was never us, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation was never us. They are all dependent, originating, conditioned mind state. So you will understand. Unless you be with it, it will not cease, you will not understand. Then things will not unfold where you resist. So resisting is our Dhamma, cannot lead to understanding. Whereas when you accord and flow, be with it, you see the whole thing unfolding and you understand. And that is Dhamma. The Dhamma way is harmony. Harmony means no resistance. You are in perfect harmony. That's why wherever there is rigidity, there is no Dhamma. Wherever there is harmony, understanding, there is Dhamma. So all this you will start to understand. That's why a lot of things that I say, they are important. Pointers, they are very important. 重点。 That's why Ng Bee also can pick up all those things. Miss Lee also can pick out you and many Kayamita, Alicia, they all, even Homi Fong start to pick up. All these pointers that I share with you all, they are very important, very penetrating. Not until you cultivate and go through, you can never appreciate the depth of his advice and meaning. And all this is because I cultivate from the past and I did all this and I understand all this. That's why I can share with you how I penetrated them, how all these things help me. And when I hear truth, how I can immediately understand it and put it in very clear words to help cultivator and kayamita to understand. So all this will unfold. Very good. Sadhya. Sadhya.